Psalms 31 and 13. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. And Laura said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. She is a talkative little lady. And that's all right. Amen. I imagine I was talkative too as a little baby. My times, his will. Say that with me. My times, his will. My times, his will. My times are in thy hand. O Lord, my times are in thy hand, O Lord. It was said, time is like a river made up of the events that happen and a violent stream. For as soon as a thing has been seen, it is carried away and another comes in its place. And thus, this also will be carried away. Time is like a river. In James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13, go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. We must never become so persuaded and so confident in our own abilities and wisdom and strategies that we forget that our times are in his hand. We do not know what the future holds. When I saw the headline, I thought a man was predicting something would happen on a particular day, but as I read it, it was almost a fictional, this could happen. And he published it, and he published it 3 or 4 years ago, but the date was around the same date when the lights were in the sky on that Thursday and Friday. And in this hypothetical, he was essentially saying that the transmission and these erratic and irregular bursts of energy from the sun would come and begin to destroy the earth. And you know, people talk about global warming. Some people may not fully understand global warming is from that big yellow thing in the sky. that big yellow one. That's global warming. And whatever strategies people may have, nothing that we do can affect what happens in the sun. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And what we must be humble enough to recognize that whatever we may plan to do, whatever we may hope to do, whatever our dreams may be, we must integrate into our thinking, if the Lord wills. Can you say that with me? If the Lord wills. The Phillips edition, I didn't write it, but it's a not a translation, but a commentary of sort. It says, just a moment now, you who say we are going to such and such city today or tomorrow, we shall stay there a year doing business and make a profit. How do you know what will happen even tomorrow? What, after all, is your life? It is like a puff of smoke, visible for a little while and then dissolving into thin air. Your remarks should be prefaced with, if it is the Lord's will, we shall be alive and we'll do so and so. As it is, you get a certain pride in yourself and planning your future with such confidence that that sort of pride is all wrong. No doubt you agree with the above theory. Well, remember that if a man knows what is right and fails to do it, his failure is a real sin. You know, we quote it, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. This is the context. It is a sin to make plans without God in the plan. How many of you know that's true? So if you know you're not supposed to make plans without God in the plan, and you do it, it is a sin. If the Lord wills. Can we just pray that, Lord, I want your will in my life. I know sometimes you don't speak to me in an audible voice. I know, Lord, you don't give us a map of where we're going to go tomorrow. We don't always know exactly what is right or wrong. But, Lord, right or left or forward or straight or wait. But, Lord, help us, oh God, to do your will, that my times are relegated to your will. Hebrews 6 and 3, this will we do if God permit. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. My time, his will. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. Let me back that up. If you find something to do, do it, because it's going to be too late when you're dead. Don't put it off. If you've got something in your heart to do, don't put it off. Because I said something, I quoted a scripture to someone the other day, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Amen. It is important for us to recognize that our times are in his hands. But it is important for us that when the Lord is moving, we must do his will. I want his will in my time. How about you? I returned and saw unto the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. Amen. You know, I understand a few things I didn't understand 30 years ago. When I moved to Mississippi in 1990, I really thought I knew what my life would become. And I look back and really and truly it's better than I thought it might be. I'm so thankful for the fact that God has been so gracious to me. He's been so good to me in so many ways. And I know there are a lot of times when there were things that I anticipated would happen in my life, and the Lord closed those doors. The Lord said no. The Lord stopped it. And at the moment, I was not appreciative of those things. But I can honestly say that I am so thankful that my times are in His hand. In His hand, His will, His purpose, His wisdom is far above any of my strategies or my ideas. The Lord will do with us as He will. And we must be willing to be humble enough to be and do and say what the Lord wants us to do. In one place in Scripture, Paul makes the reference that I will spend and be spent. Say that with me. I will spend. I could stop there for just a minute. I will spend. Amen. Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Costco. Come on, somebody. Sam's, Ace Hardware, Entergy, and Chevron. Woo, come on, somebody. I will spend at Chick-fil-A and Super Chicks. I will spend and be spent. In some ways, in the hands of the Lord, we are His currency. And just like money in your wallet or in your account, the money that you have has no say how you spend it. I started to say if I had $5, but let's be real. You can't buy toilet paper for $5. Let's say you have $20. And that $20 bill wants to buy a steak. That $20 bill wants to buy a ticket somewhere. But I take out that $20 bill and I buy what is needed, and I buy toilet paper for the church. Does that $20 bill have any say how it is spent? Come on, somebody. And many times we do not understand the economy and the ways of God, but He will use us as He sees fit, because we will spend and we will be spent. And at the end of the day, I am not my own. I have been bought with a price, and that which He has paid for me puts me into His account to do with as He will. And so whenever I open my life to say, this is what I'm going to do if it be His will, I am opening the door to say, but if not, I want God's will above my plans and above my agenda and above my desire, because at the end of the day, I want to be saved. I remember one time there was a friend of mine. I was just a young man. I don't even know if I had kids yet. I don't think I had kids yet. I was really young. And I remember we were good friends. He's probably one of the closest friends I had at that particular moment in time. And he really wanted to get a job at Packard here in Clinton. And I'm telling you, he had it figured out. I'm going to make this much money. And I mean, he had it. And on three or four occasions, it looked like everything would line up and the door would close and he would just be so discouraged. And you have these conversations with people you're close to, and so, well, especially when you're going to church, you're trying to do the will of God. I was like, well, you know that the Lord has a plan. God has a will. We want God's will, right? And at some point, this person, if you knew who he was, he's one of the more harder-headed people in the world. And you say, well, you are too. Well, I am. But his is harder than mine. Hallelujah. And at some point, he won. He got that job. But in just a little while, him and his wife were busted up. And his children were raised in a broken home. And his children today are not living for God. I haven't been to church. And I look back and, you know, there's all kinds of things happen. But But maybe that wasn't God's will for his life. And so I look at my life, and you can look at this in your life. We've all made mistakes. Can somebody say amen? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've missed the will of God. We've made decisions without praying about it. We've all been there. And we can't go back and undo and redo and live and regret. But we can say today, Lord, this is my plan. And this is what I'm going to do if it's your will. Lord, forgive me. Help me. I don't know why all this stuff has happened and did happen and didn't happen. And Lord, I just give it all to you. But here I am on this 15th of May in 2024. And I'm saying, Lord, here is my plan. Maybe I don't have a plan, but God, you're my plan. I need direction. Lord, I need to know what to do. Lord, my times are in your hand. Because I want to be in your will. I want to do your will. I want my family to be saved. I want my children to be saved. I want to be saved. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to put myself in a position where my heart would be hardened and my faith would grow cold and my desire would die and I would find myself in a pit of self, a pit of sin and a pit of unbelief. And we've all lived in those dark, difficult times, and it was very treacherous. We could have our feet nigh slipped. And the Lord helped us not make that mistake. And I know I'm preaching to everybody here today, but I'm preaching to somebody here today. You need to open your schedule, you need to open your mind, and you need to open your Bible, you need to open your heart, and you need to say, Lord, I'm here, and I want your will. I want your will. No matter what my plan is, no matter what my agenda is, my times are in your hands. I want your will to be in my life. Amen. If the Lord permit, amen, I'm almost done. But I feel this in my spirit tonight. Amen. I know most of you here today, and probably 100%, you can look at where you are right now, and you could say, if it had not been for the Lord by my side, if it had not been for the mercy of God, if the Lord hadn't caused that tree to be just a 6 inches further over, if that fall out of that deer stand would have just been a foot taller, none of us would be here. None of us would have a heart for God. None of us could be in this situation if things could have just been a little bit differently. But the Lord has chosen you to be alive and to be breathing and to be in the kingdom for such a time as this. But we must be sure that while we're in the kingdom at this time, that we are available to do His will. Amen. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, if the Lord will. Psalms 31, it's where I started. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. That's verse 15 of chapter 31. Verse 23 of chapter 31. O Lord, O love the Lord, all ye his saints. Can I tell you that? O love the Lord, all ye his saints. Look at your neighbor and say, love the Lord. Love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully. I love that word. Plentifully. Say it with me. Plentifully. Oh, plentifully. It's not really in reference to blessing the saints. It's plentifully. Whew, that's scary. Plentifully rewarded. I don't want that kind of plentiful. Amen. You know, it's amazing to me. Weeds come up by themselves, and they are the most prolific in seeds. It's unbelievable. If you don't cut your grass till that Dallas grass gets up and those seed heads come out, and you do that for about 4 months, you're never going to have grass. It's going to be Dallas grass till Jesus comes, unless you find some really good poison. Weeds. But, you know, flowers don't work that way. I love flowers. I'm getting old. I like to see flowers growing. I have my gardenias are blooming. It's my favorite smell in the whole world. And we lost all of our gardenias in my backyard. We used to have like 8-foot tall shrubs. Of course, they weren't supposed to be that tall, but hey, I loved them. But when we trimmed them down, they all died. And I've been trying to get some growing. I finally have some growing. And I've got gardenias all blooming all over my yard. It's wonderful. But it's a whole lot of work to try to get that thing to grow. And that's the way it is with the things of God. Weeds just come up by themselves, and they get worse and worse. But if you and I know you do this, oh, you faithful, oh, saints of the Lord, love the Lord. Verse 24, I'm done. Amen. Look at his name. Say, he really is. He's going to quit. My dad would hear, you know, don't want him to say I was lying. Tell the truth. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Can you say that with me? Say it to the Lord. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Oh, actually, I jumped scriptures there. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. All ye, verse 24, that hope in the Lord. How many of you hope in the Lord? I hope in the Lord. I hope in the Lord. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it when you go. In Jesus' name. Help me sing it. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it when you go in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we stand together? Just raise our hands to the Lord. Lord, my times, your will. My times and your will. Lord God, forgive me for every plan, every thought, every idea that, Lord, I have strategized on, and I hardened my heart to even consider praying about it because I wanted to do it so badly. Lord God, forgive us today. Help us today to humble our heart, humble our mind, Lord, and to invite you, oh God, into our plans. Into our plans, into our battle plans, into our house plans, into our everything, God. If this is your will, if this is your will, if this is your will, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Here at the end of this service, I'd just like all the men to come up, and I want us to pray. I want all of us, all the men to come up here. We're going to pray for all the men tonight. Amen. You say, well, am I a man? Well, if you're not a man yet, one day you will be. Hallelujah. So all the fellas, come on up here. Come on. Come on. Y'all just come up here close. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Come on. Y'all come this way. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord. Men, don't make any plans without God in it. And if you made plans and you hadn't prayed about it, put pause, pray about it, and say, Lord, this is not your will. Don't let it work out. It is your will. Put a bow on it. Help me to do it. Because I want your will in my life. Can we just raise our hands together? Lord, I pray for every man, Lord God, and their plans, maybe even decisions they haven't made yet, doors that haven't even opened yet, opportunities that haven't even presented themselves. Lord God, we pray for your will, your favor, your blessing, your direction. And if it be your will, prosper them, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, bless them in their jobs and their careers, Lord God, in their means of providing for their family. Lord God, if there be an enemy, Lord, we rebuke it. If there be a devil, Lord, we bind it, Lord. If there be a curse, Lord, we break it in the name of Jesus. If it be a lie, Lord, we pray it be exposed. We pray in the name of Jesus that you, O God, would be glorified in every situation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we just raise our hands and thank you, Jesus, you're going to work it out. Thank you, Jesus, you're my battle. You're my you're my strong tower. You're my sword and shield, Lord. You're my strong tower, Lord. God, you're my helper and my keeper, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray you'd break every bondage. We pray you'd break every chain, that you'd break everything, God, that is bringing about a curse, Lord, a drain, Lord, a negative influence, oh God. Expose it, Lord. Bring liberty, bring victory, bring repentance. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I don't want anything in my life that would be a hindrance to me or my family or my children. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Look at